3 years ago today, a speeding Amtrak Cascades train bound for Portland derailed south of Tacoma and tumbled onto I-5. The crash killed three passengers and injured scores of others. An Olympia woman marked the anniversary by going back to her local blood donation center. There, she achieved a happier milestone today, as we hear from correspondent Tom Bonsi.
Caitlin Vasquez was getting ready to commute up I-5 to her job as a therapist on the morning of the Amtrak train 501 derailment. She realized work would be a no-go when she clicked on the morning news.
Train cars are precariously dangling over a freeway. That's something.
Vasquez quickly decided what she could do to help would be to give blood.
So I came down here because I wasn't going to be able to go anywhere else that day. So I came here, and as soon as I got here, there was lines of people out the door. And I'm pretty sure it was raining like this, and nobody cared. They had their coats, and they just waited.
BloodWorks Northwest rushed blood to area hospitals that day in 2017, but it was fortunately not needed much by disaster victims. Dozens of people were injured in the train wreck, and three people died, but their concussions and broken bones weren't the kind of things that required blood transfusions. Vasquez doesn't mind.
So December 18th was my first time. That call for the blood, I knew I needed to go out.
She became hooked on giving blood, as did dozens more first-time donors.
So if you give that a couple squeezes and then squeeze and hold.
Vasquez has kept up the habit and reached the 2 gallons donated milestone on her latest visit.
I think back to, you know, the first time that I gave blood, and I remember receiving an email from BloodWorks saying that your donation has been used to save someone's life at Seattle Children's Hospital. And to hear that, it's amazing. It's awesome.
The train wreck anniversary has taken on lasting significance for the region's blood banks, too. BloodWorks Northwest sought legislation in Washington State and a governor's proclamation in Oregon to permanently commemorate December 18 as State Blood Donor Day. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.